A damp and cold spring and a hot and dry summer shaped agriculture in 2010. But despite the contrast in weather, Louisiana farmers overall had a fairly successful year.
This will be the first year in 2 or 3 years that when you look at all of our major row crop commodities that we're going to have a state average that's going to be either average or above average, and in some cases approaching some record levels.
Guidry says the weather had a greater effect on earlier harvested crops, such as corn, and led to variability in crops from farm to farm, citing cotton as an example.
Some areas they had over 1,200 pounds in terms of yield, and some areas they had 400 or 500 pounds, and again, that was a function of drought.
In rice, yields were above average, but Guidry says the situation could have been better.
Was impacted by the drought and particularly by the hot temperatures that we had earlier in the year. And then we got some rain. Those rains brought in a lot of humidity, just created the situation for some disease pressure on rice.
Production costs edged up a bit in 2010 and will likely stay up. With the LSU Ag Center, this is Toby Blanchard reporting.